Hi, it's Monday, so that means we've got another episode of the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering. And today I have three fantastic guests to discuss the College of Engineering advising structure. Phil Kaminsky, the Executive Associate Dean in the College of Engineering and Professor of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research. Ariana Castro, Student Services Advisor for Materials Science and Engineering. And Sharon Mueller is back again, our Director of Advising and Policy for Engineering Student Services. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Phil, would you like to tell everyone a little bit more about yourself?
Sure, I'd love to. So I've been on the faculty here at Berkeley 21 years now. I've been in the Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research all that time. I joined as an assistant professor. And most recently, I was department chair until about a year and a half ago when I moved to the dean's office. In the dean's office now, I'm executive associate dean, which puts me in charge of engineering student services, as well as academic personnel and a few other odd responsibilities.
Thank you. And Ariana, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I've been on campus almost 12 years. And I've been in the MSC department for almost 4 years now. Most of my career was spent with graduate student services. And the last 4 years, I've been working more closely with undergrads in the Department of Material Science and Engineering.
And Sharon, can you remind us what you do for Engineering Student Services?
Yes, I'm the Director of Advising and Policy. So I'm over the advising unit for undergraduates in the College of Engineering.
Thank you again, everyone, for coming today. And we're going to answer a question that I've frequently heard students ask, which is, which advisor should I be talking to? So we've got four different types of advisors in the College of Engineering. It's the faculty, department, engineering student services, and ESS even has some peer advisors. So Phil, as our faculty advisor, let's start with you. Why would a student want to visit the faculty advisor?
Okay, well, let me start with why they wouldn't want to visit the faculty advisor. So I've been a faculty advisor all the years that I've been here, including now. And in all that time, I still don't know a lot of the details about the rules and the prerequisites and the requirements and the processes and the forms. So faculty advisors are not the resource for those kinds of questions. What we do know about are the courses and the field and careers in the field and graduate school. And so, for example, all the courses in my department I've either taught or at some point in my life taken. And so if a student wants to know if a particular course is right for them, maybe they like something in another course and they want to see if they can do the same things or the same kinds of things in a different course, or maybe they're thinking about their career goals and they're wondering if a certain set of courses is right for them. When we talk to students, certainly in my department, in industrial engineering and operations research, if you want to go to graduate school right away in IOR, you would take a slightly different set of courses than if you wanted to go to business school maybe a few years down the road, which a lot of our IOR students do. Versus if you never want to set foot on a college campus again after you graduate, maybe you would take still a different set of courses. And so on the faculty, we spend a lot of time thinking about the courses we offer and thinking about how different courses that we offer match up with different sets of students. And so that kind of stuff, I think most faculty are very, very knowledgeable about.
And so when the students come to see you, should they have an idea of what they want to do after, or can you actually help them decide or figure out what it is, if they want to go to grad school or if they want to just go straight into industry?
So this is actually a lot of what I do. What I find myself doing with students is describing what graduate school is like. Mm. Everybody sees their GSIs, and they have some sense of at least one part or one kind of graduate school. But it takes a while to understand, I think, the different options that are out there and if it makes sense to take a few years off before you go to graduate school or to apply right away, or maybe even if you want to try working for a little bit, if you want to, what kinds of graduate schools to apply to, which specific graduate schools to apply to. We spend a lot of time, most everybody on our faculty knows a lot about the other programs in our field, and so We can help students think about which set of programs to apply to, even what kinds of things the faculty there might be looking for when they do graduate admission. Mm-hmm. And because we do all the graduate admission here. And so I think that's probably the most common question that students ask me about is graduate school, or various questions about graduate school.
Fantastic. And Ariana, as the department advisor, I know you work closely with the faculty advisors. Are you the one that helps match the students with the advisor?
Yes. So in MSC, we might do things a little bit differently than other departments. For joint majors, we do assign faculty advisors. However, for MSC majors, they're free to see any of our four faculty advisors based on their fields of interest. So all of our faculty advisor information is posted on our website, and I try to update our office hours early every semester.
And so what else do you do to support students in the MSC department?
In terms of faculty advising?
Or just in general?
In general? Oh, so I do a lot of things for our students in the department. The major thing I do is the scheduling. So I schedule all of the MSC classes. So if a student ever has difficulty getting into a class, they would come see me first. In addition, I also oversee the minor in MSC. Students that are interested in petitioning for our minor are welcome to apply. I review their applications, and if they meet the requirements, I'll approve them for our minor. I also work very closely with the MSEA, which is our official student organization. They're very involved in our recruiting efforts of undergrad students, in addition to helping us with major departmental events like our Cal Day, our holiday parties, our fall barbecue. So they're very involved in planning events for our students. In addition, I also... a lot of companies reach out to me to help coordinate info sessions to recruit our current grad and undergrad students. And we have several events throughout the year that are open to all of our students, both undergrads and grads. If there's ever any issue with course scheduling conflicts, for example, if a student has two classes that they want to take, but the times conflict with each other, usually, as long as they have permission from one of the instructors to skip the discussion section, or if the discussion section is available online, I can override the scheduling conflict and help the student enroll in the class. And finally, I also, as the undergrad and graduate advisor for the Material Science and Engineering Department, I help with the administrative part of the graduate application process. So if a student is ever interested in applying for any of our graduate programs, including the fifth year BSMS program, I'm kind of their first point of contact to get more information on the application process.
Fantastic. Sounds like you do a lot of stuff over there.
Yes.
So, Sharon, now Phil had said specifically earlier that the faculty advisor don't do the forms, petitions, anything along those lines. So I know that we do that in Engineering Student Services. What other things do you work on with the students?
Right. So all students are assigned an ESS advisor, and that is based upon major. And then for the larger majors, it's broken by alphabet as well. So the ESS advisor is the person who tracks degree progress and will be the first point of contact for any kind of petition for an exception or perhaps a substitution of one course for another. And so we are the college-level advisors who are also very familiar with the department-level curriculum. So students who need help planning their schedules, who want to make sure that they're adhering to the policies each semester, who want to make sure they're on track, and or students who might be interested in changing their major or pursuing simultaneous degrees, which is a major in engineering and a major in another college on campus. So they would come to their ESS advisor to discuss that process and the criteria for pursuing that. So we're sort of the central place for policies and procedures. But also, we're here if students are experiencing anything that is a roadblock to their academic success. So that could be an academic challenge. Perhaps they need help with a certain class and they're looking for tutoring. Or it could be a personal challenge. And so we will see a lot of students who are experiencing all sorts of extra, I'll call them extracurricular challenges, because those can really get in the way of being successful academically. And we're here to help students be successful, and so we'll try to work with the student to come up with a solution.
And outside of the three folks that are in the room, we have the peer advisors that are in our front office, and there's a quick little thing on our website that I could read that kind of covers it. Why make it up when I can just read what we already wrote? So the peer advisors are there to help students with, if you want to talk to someone who's actually been in the class or currently in the classes, to find out a little bit more about it. Plus, they'll help you figure out what petitions they need. They'll show you how to make appointments with advisors. They know about the deadlines. They're great to figure out what leadership opportunities and student organizations are on campus, special events. And you can email them or you can come in and visit them. They're Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And their email address is esspeeradvisors@berkeley.edu. You look like you want to say something.
Yeah, I was going to add that because you mentioned deadlines. And so often if the peer advisors are always in the front of our office, and if students don't know which advisor they should talk to, the peer advisors are often a good place to start because they can direct students in the right direction. But I also wanted to point out that in order to make an appointment with an ESS advisor, we're not using the Cal Central appointment system. We're mm-hmm. using our own. And so students need to go to engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS. And on that page, there are two big blue boxes. And one is to make an appointment with your ESS advisor. And the other one is to make a graduate school advising appointment. And that is with Milton Merrill, who sees students on Wednesday afternoons. And she's the director of graduate outreach for the college. And so she's also quite familiar with programs across the country. And also, students need to see us if they're interested in study abroad. We're a good place to start. They mm-hmm. have to get our approval before they can go abroad. And or if they just want to take some time off, perhaps they want to pursue a co-op or a year-long internship, that would be something they would need to come and talk to their ESS advisor about. I also wanted to mention that on Wednesday afternoons in ESS, we have drop-in career counseling. And that's with a career counselor who's normally housed in the Career Center on campus, but she comes up to our building on the other side of campus on Wednesday afternoons and sees engineering students on a drop-in basis. So if they want their resume reviewed or they need help with negotiating a salary, she's here every Wednesday afternoon on a drop-in basis.
I know she's actually really great at helping you figure out answers to interview questions as well.
Right. She can help students prepare for the sort of, I think they call it a behavioral interview, but also for the technical interview. So sort of engineering is her specialty in the Career Center, and that's why she comes up here once a week.
And so since we're talking about hours, Ariana, what are your hours that you're available for students?
So my door is always open. So students drop in all the time. I'm generally in the office Monday through Friday, 9 to 12 and 1 to 4. And if you need to see me earlier in the day or later in the day, you can just email me to set up an appointment.
And that's pretty much across the board for our department advisors, that they have their hours that you can look up online usually.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil, for faculty advisors, how do students get in to see you?
So there's three ways, I think. One is just emailing me. So students often email me, and if I have some availability, we'll set a time and we'll meet. Also, I'm not teaching this semester, but semesters that I'm teaching, I have office hours. And students are welcome to drop by office hours, even if it's not about a specific course, to ask advising questions. And then finally, in my department, a few times a year, we have we reserve a conference room, and several faculty members sit there and kind of hold group office hours to give advising to individuals or groups of students that have maybe the common questions to discuss.
Well, thank you all for coming today. I really appreciate your time. Is there anything that you wanted to add that you didn't get to say?
I just want to add, like, even if I can't help you, I hope students are feel welcome to come to my office at any time. And if, you know, if I can't help, I can try to look to the right place to send you.
Oh, that's great.
And that's true in ESS, too. Often students, we're sort of the first point of contact a lot of times, and students will come to us with financial aid questions or housing questions. And over the years, we've kind of learned some general answers, but we always know where to send the student. So if they just don't know where to go, we can always help them with that. And I should point out that in ESS, we have, while we do appointments Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and usually those are between the hours of 9 and 4. On Wednesdays, we have drop-ins. So if students look at the appointment schedule and see, especially right now at the beginning of the semester, the advisors are pretty booked about a week in advance. If students just have a quick question, they want to come in on Wednesday, they can come for drop-in. And that's 9 to 11:30 and 1 to 3:30.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to add that there isn't a single faculty member on this campus who isn't eager to talk to whoever will listen about their research. So if you're looking for a way to break the ice with a faculty member or to get to know somebody, just stick your head in their office and say, tell me a little bit about your research. And then you'll be desperately trying to figure out how to get out of there in 20 minutes. And, you know, along similar lines, lots of students come to us for recommendation letters. Mm-hmm. Particularly this time of year, or maybe a little bit earlier in the year for school recommendations. It's a lot easier to write a recommendation for a student that you know well. And the only way to get to know a student is through meeting with them, advising them, talking to them about what interests them. So I encourage students to not wait until they have a letter they desperately need to schedule at the last minute a meeting with a faculty member to get a letter, but to get to know some faculty members. Because it'll be helpful for the faculty members when they need to write letters.
And then I think one of the things I was going to ask you earlier was, are you able to help students find research on campus through either your labs or your colleagues' labs?
Yes. So in my department, we handle it very informally. Students will come by and ask what opportunities I have in my lab. I also have some sense of which of my colleagues are looking for undergraduate researchers. Some departments have much more formal mechanisms where there are websites or forms to submit. But in my department, it's just by word of mouth. And so, again, mm-hmm. I encourage students to stop by if they have questions about research opportunities.
Thank you so much, again, for everyone coming in and talking with us today. I think we definitely give students a better idea of who to go to see when, whether we're faculty, department, ESS, or even starting with the peer advisors in the front office of 230 Bechtel. I'll have the list of links available online at welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu for anyone that wants to make appointments with any of the folks that we talked about earlier. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And I'll be back next week with some time management tips that I think are going to be helpful for everyone, including myself. So thank you very much again.
You're welcome.